What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me give you, Jody, I'm going to give you silly but fun by way of two confident athletes. One, Jack Fritz. The other, Bryce Harper. Play the audio. Silly but fun.
Oh my God.
Two victorious athletes yesterday. Let's play
this
the audio.
This really is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I love it.
The audio back to back. Let's start with that Fritzy guy. He knew he was dealing.
I got to be honest. I started throwing again, and I was like, I got it. Like, I've done this a million times. So, like, it didn't matter.
Just
like,
say you were locked in.
I was locked in.
Give a damn who was
it
there.
It didn't matter.
That's what I want to hear.
It didn't matter.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
What it felt like.
Yeah.
So felt like he was in a zone.
No, he was. He was.
He told me on the pod, we did a pod last night, yep. And he said, because I was talking about how amazing how many people showed up.
Yep.
And he's like, honestly, I swear to you, he's like, when I was on the mound, I didn't hear any of them, is what he said. I was like, wow, you were locked in.
That's
man.
Good. No, it showed the way he pitched. So that's Fritz confident. Let me play a piece of audio from Bryce Harper. This is post game. I will tell you this. Matter of fact, let's listen first to Bryce's big day. Because Bryce had a really big day. Let's listen to the sequence of his four big hits.
Harper swings, drills it, deep left field. Going back is Ramos. He looks up, and it's gone. And Bryce Harper with an opposite field laser to left off Verlander. It's his 10th home run of the season, his first since his return from the injured list.
1-0. And a swing and a line drive left center field. That's going to be up the gap and go all the way to the wall. And Harper's around first, on his way to second, cruising in with a double. Beck delivers, and Harper swinging a drive, center field and deep. Lee back into his right. He looks up at the wall, and it's off the fence. And Harper is headed for second. He'll be there with another double. And that was oh so close to his second homer of the day. And the 3-2 again. Swung on, line to left center field. On the run, Ramos. This ball is going to bang off the wall as well. And Harper is into second again with his second double of the inning. His third of the day, and it's his first four-hit game this season.
All right, so big
real
time.
Quick, were you as shocked as I was to find out that was his first career four extra base hit game?
Not shocked, because that's a lot.
But 14 years into his career for Bryce Harper, I was shocked personally.
I mean, two homers and two doubles can get you there. A homer.
That's what
and
I
three.
Mean. No. I'm just shocked he hasn't.
No, I was surprised.
I'm not. That's a tough standard, man. I mean, four extra base hits is rare. Anyway, so it was great to see him do it. I will tell you this: this audio we're about to play encouraged me more for Bryce Harper's second half of the season than what we saw in those four hits. The four hits were great. Jody, the fact that he was going opposite field is often a very good sign for a baseball player. Very good sign. You know, it shows something about the approach when you go the other way. And he was banging those balls off the left center field wall and over the left center field wall. Seeing him do it was great and encouraging. I'm telling you, what you're about to hear, in my opinion, was more encouraging. Because while we played confident Fritz audio, listen to confident Bryce audio and what this could represent for a guy that we know, when right, when healthy, certainly can play like an MVP, and you can tell he still thinks it's there.
I'm really good. I mean, I really am. I don't want to, you know, put that out there and everybody go, what's he talking about? But I know when I'm going well, and I'm one of the best in baseball. And, you know, like I said, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I feel great. It's just putting myself into plus counts. I haven't done that. I mean, you guys have seen that, and I haven't done that. So I feel stronger than ever. I feel like today I think that was being able to kind of go oppo and do those things. Anywhere else, I might have three homers, right? You know, so it's like those are things you think about. And I hate talking about individual and all that kind of stuff, but you guys know that. But today, like, it kind of just, if I get into good counts and don't swing it crap away or in or anything else, then, you know, I'll be right where I need to be.
So, Jody, we've heard a lot from athletes through the years. Bravado. Sometimes we sense it's false bravado. Like, for instance, Ben Simmons putting out a video of him shooting jump shots felt like false bravado.
No kidding.
Right? It's spliced and diced, and it was never 10 straight jump shots without editing. His videos were false bravado. We also know when we sense that the bravado is born out of true belief in himself or herself, real confidence. That's how I interpret it, what Bryce said yesterday. Do you get that?
As do I.
Same impression?
Yes.
Like, I thought that, like, again, the four hits were great, and the way he did it, you know, opposite field was awesome. But hearing him say that afterwards yesterday, that encouraged me, honestly, more. Because I don't think he would say that and say it the way he did if he didn't believe it.
The reason why I'm with you on this is Bryce is a straight shooter.
He is a straight shooter.
Some guys aren't, and you know the ones who are, and you know the ones who aren't. There are some that you kind of try to get a read on, and you never do. Bryce is an easy read. I could beat Bryce at poker. I can read his face. I can read what he says. He meant what he said,
and he doesn't pump himself up. To his credit, he said, like, you can tell, he's like, I'm sort of saying something nice about myself, but I don't really want to. It's not my style to, because I agree. Well, he's been here, 7 years? We don't have this long track record of him making braggadocious, is that the word? Braggadocious,
yes.
Comments?
Very
yeah.
Well done.
Like, that's not his style. And so for him to go there and say it with the conviction that he said it, that tells me he feels it. And that tells me, as a Phillies fan, he can still get grooved in a big-time way. Look.
He also said that his wrist feels great. That was the other thing, too. He said
fantastic.
That the struggles that he's had were just timing and issues, that his wrist is not bothering him at all. I thought that was huge.
Huge. Huge.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.